From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 22nd, 2010. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
Last week, officials of a city in California approved a contract to share its data via ESRI's Community Maps program. In time, that data will become part of ESRI's base maps available via ArcGIS.com. What is the Community Maps program, and how does a city, county, state, or country decide to participate? What are the other options? We'll dig into those questions and more after a word from our sponsor.
Manage your field data and immediately share critical business information across your enterprise. For more information, visit www.esri.com/mobile solutions.
It was, in fact, the city of Long Beach, California, that okayed that contract with ESRI to participate in the Community Maps program. And it's actually joining about 160 jurisdictions who are already sharing their data with ESRI via that program. For those not familiar with the Community Maps program, it's different from other solutions that basically make data sets available for download, things like FortiusOne's GeoCommons. Instead, what this program is about is taking data that's selected, it doesn't take all data, and that data becomes integrated with core base maps that ESRI manages, hosts, and publishes via ArcGIS.com. So what ESRI is in fact looking for are jurisdictions that want to provide world imagery, that's high-resolution imagery, 1 meter or better, collected within the last 3 years, world street map data, detailed street map data, 1 to 50,000 scale or larger for countries where they don't have data. And specifically, they're looking for data that's good for geocoding and routing. And thirdly, the world topographic map, that's detailed base maps at a 1 to 50,000 scale for countries where they don't have data, and local data at 1 to 5,000 scale. So they're being, in a sense, very picky about what kinds of data they want, but if you've got it and you want to share it, they want to integrate it into their core base maps and then republish it out. Now, why would you want to do that?
Well, I think if you are a Esri user and you are looking to start a project and you want an easy way to jumpstart the project with some core base map data, this is a way to do that, and it's a rather unique way, I think, in the sense of, you know, this is volunteer geographic information to start. Maybe it's in areas where there's not a lot of information, but if you are an Esri user and want to get data in an Esri format, here is the way to do it. Now, whether you would want to contribute back, I think you have to look at the program and see if there's a reason for you to do so. But I think in terms of being a good corporate citizen, Esri has an interesting program for their existing user base.
Well, I think ESRI is exactly depending on that sort of being a good geospatial citizen aspect of it, which is if you've got accurate, authoritative data and your jurisdiction gives you permission to share it, it's sort of your obligation to do so. And, of course, you get some benefits back, in particular that if you want to start a project where your data is at the high level that you want it to be, this is one way to have it hosted elsewhere and have it, in a sense, piped back to you for use across all of your different kinds of users, potentially the public as well. Because once it's up there, end users can use the tools at ArcGIS.com to build against that data.
Right. And as you go through and understand the widespread community of Esri users, in particular those where one county has bought Esri software, another county says, oh, what did you use? And they bought Esri software. And for kind of small GIS settings where the sharing is anticipated and expected between communities that are, you know, local, you know, relatively close to each other, this is a good way to start. And again, it's a way to kind of jumpstart projects. But it got me thinking that there are so many small communities out there that have got Esri software, want to coordinate their efforts. This is kind of the hosted way to do that. And I don't know how many people, you know, again, you listed the number of communities that are participating. I could think that this probably may grow, again, given the fact that there are so many small communities that have now gotten into GIS and have selected Esri software.
Right, but is the timing right? Because the news that I'm reading on a day-to-day basis is thus and such a city is just going online, right? So they're taking their GIS data that they've had, and they're publishing it. For some, it's for the first time. For some, it's an update.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them are jumping right into ArcGIS server, so they can serve their own data if they choose to go that way. But they're at the point of publishing, and I think this is the tail end of the publishing. I would suggest that the vast majority of cities and counties have something up there already. In the United States. I can't speak for the rest of the world.
And so it kind of speaks to the issue of what is it that you want to put out there? And is this kind of a program that is just for a smaller community of users rather than maybe a larger municipality that's already published, that's been out there for a couple of years? To me, it has that small town feel to it rather than a big city feel.
In the presentation, the podcast that I listened to that ESRI put out, and after reading the material, I didn't get that sense. I think they're very happy to work with basically anybody who's got authoritative data is really who they're sort of tackling. So maybe one way to look at this then is to look at what the benefits and costs are to the jurisdiction that is considering sharing the data. And one thing that I think is important to think through is once your data is provided and accepted and you have to put it into an appropriate format typically and you have to get it to ESRI, the cost is probably very low. You might have to mail something back and forth or use some bandwidth, but that part is significantly costly.
Yeah, and we should point out that Esri is making trying to make it easy for people to contribute. I mean, they will even accept your hard disk if you want to contribute the data. They'll take it and they'll get the data from it. They'll send the hard disk back, the hard drive back to you. So I thought that was a nice handout or a nice outreach program to do for communities that want to get into the program. I mean, to facilitate that kind of an effort.
True, but there is some work to be done back home in preparing the data, putting it in the right format, using the right structures.
Right, but they're giving you map templates as well, which, I thought was a nice touch.
Right, no, they're definitely trying to make it as easy as possible. But the point I'm trying to make is it's not exactly painless. You don't just take what you've got and zip it up and send it out. But the point that I want to make is once it is loaded up into their base maps, the data then, you can connect to it. I'm going to quote the Community Maps website. You can connect directly to these online maps through ArcGIS.com, the ArcGIS APIs, and ArcGIS 9.3 or higher. So long as those are the ways that you want to have access to your data as part of these base maps, this might be exactly the right way. If, however, you want to access it using different tools, different APIs, then this may not be the way for you. The other caveat, I think, and again, you have to sort of read the details in here, is that currently, and I'm going to quote here, ESRI and its data integration partner will publish updates to existing base maps at least twice per year. So you got a minimum of 2 updates a year. So if you provide some data and it's approved and it gets integrated, it may have to wait 6-9 months to get in, and then if you have some changes, it may take another chunk of time to get up there. So if you want to have control of the currency of that data, this has to work for you. And that's always is an issue, even with some of the other the base map providers like TeleAtlas and NavTech, about how often they provide updates and then how often the people who publish the maps actually integrate those updates. Okay, we are recording.
Well, what struck me about the limitations on the time, you know, that they would refresh the database if you had contributed information, was the fact that it's not very timely, and that this isn't a situation where if you were in crisis mode for a project, then to wait that length of time. So, again, it gave me kind of the feel that if you're a nice corporate citizen or community citizen, yeah, you'd update your data, you'd send it to the community website, and eventually the data would get incorporated here. So it's not as if this is an application where you're going to be using it for that next big emergency project that the mayor or the community leaders wanted. It's kind of there if you need it, that type of thing. So it has a different feel. The whole program has a different feel in terms of what you would use it for.
Right, and I think we should be very clear that the statement is that there would be updates at least twice a year. They may be far more than that, but that's what ESRI is committing to now, and I think they're trying to provide sort of realistic expectations. I think it's also very possible if lots of organizations jump in and the larger ones say, hey, we need this updated far more often, that may push them to put some more resources toward this effort. It's still quite young, so we got to give it some time. Now, why is it that ESRI is doing this? What is it getting out of it?
I'll go back to my earlier statement about it being a good corporate citizen here. I think there is certainly a realization that they've got tons of users all over the world, and that some of these users may have been coming to them and saying, look, I've got some data. I would like to share this data. I've got people asking me to share this data. So is there a way to do that? In the same breath, it helps certainly ESRI out that allows them to create a program that kind of communicates with all of the other users in their domain. Good program. It sounds like I think they'll have some success with it.
There have been ways for users to share data in different ways via what was ArcGIS Online, but it was more sort of data set at the data set level, and you had permissions, and some people could see it and some people couldn't. And then certainly there are other options for doing that kind of thing. But there's a certain relationship that ESRI has with its users and that its users have with ESRI that's very different from the relationship that a city or county might have with, say, USGS or the Department of Interior or a newer company on the scene like Fortius One. So there's something sort of friendly, and we already know each other. We have a relationship. We trust each other. And I think for ESRI, they're, in a sense, continuing that relationship and, again, trying to stress this authoritative data. This isn't just people off the street. These are our customers, and we know them, and we know they know what they're doing, and so the data is at that higher level.
Well, I think that's a good way to look at it, because if you think that in other types of shared data environments, again, things that are being done in the open source community or things being done by OpenStreetMap, I, as an Ezra user, would have a comfort level, and I think you expressed that well, with sharing my data in an Ezra environment among other Ezra users. I don't have that relationship with OpenStreetMap, or I don't have that with Google or Bing or whatever. And so I do have that comfort level already established. And in the same breath, I also know that my fellow users will have the data in a format easily shared and easily communicated.
Let me start from what you just said about I don't have that kind of relationship with a Google or a Microsoft, which are two companies that have had programs like this in the past. I haven't heard so much about them lately. I remember Microsoft, and this was many years ago, I remember announcing at a NISGIC event that I was at that they would happily host imagery for organizations that wanted to share it and wanted it to be hosted. And Google also will use local data. I know they have imagery information from the state of New York and from MassGIS here in Massachusetts through that program. And that seems to work very well for all involved. I do recall speaking with the GIS coordinator for one of the western states who was ecstatic to get the imagery data in particular off of his local server and up on the Google server, because it just took so much stress off of his then little tiny server that his internal people had to use. But that was then. This is now. So now there are more people who've got their own ArcGIS server and can certainly host their own data if that was their choice. They can certainly go to one of the many cloud providers that are popping up left and right who would be very happy to host your data under an ESRI scheme or some other. You can certainly make just the raw data, forget the services, just take the raw data and put it out on some kind of repository, a state repository, a solution like GeoCommons. There was a solution not so different from this that was the National Map, which was basically, if you want to share your data with us, you can. I have to say, most of the government ones haven't done quite as well as maybe we would have hoped.
Well, and that's a problem. I think, you know, to some degree, if you're the government, and it's your responsibility to coordinate from the Fed level to the state level to the community level to provide fundamental base mapping data to a broader audience. Why aren't you taking the lead on this? Why didn't that relationship work? Why do you have to leave it to a commercial vendor to do this? I think those questions have to be asked, because that is the level at which you would want the sharing to happen. That's kind of giving it the blessing and the official stamp of approval from the government, that if they were to do something like this, then I know it's coming from an authoritative source. Having it come from the authoritative source and it's got a vendor attached to it, to me it's a little strange. I mean, nothing against Esri, because I think that they did put a good foot forward here. But why didn't the government do this? You know, why haven't they been successful? I think those questions should be asked. And it's a bad mark against the government for not trying to coordinate this.
I think they did try. And some of the Geospatial One Stop was an effort. The National Map was an effort. The big pushback, and I'll just my sense from especially spending time with the NISGIC crowd, the National States Geographic Information Council, was, you know, it's sort of an unfunded mandate. You want us to do it, and we don't have the resources to do it. And to be fair, there were some grants and some help available, but not at the level that perhaps was needed. And just to throw another branch onto the fire, what seems to be happening right now is that the federal government is taking its new data portal, data.gov, and is turning that into not just a place where you can go to find the data that you want and download it, but also to publish the geospatial data as services. So here's yet another place, potentially, where local, state, county in the United States could provide their data and then have it published out as services that would be hosted elsewhere, not locally. So there's another option. This is a really good time for any jurisdiction to start thinking about, do we share our data? And if we do, how do we do it? Because there's just a myriad of choices, and they all have different costs and benefits.
Right, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. There's lots of choices and lots of options, both community-wise and technically, to share data. And I would assume if I was a GIS manager of a small community, I have a problem trying to make a choice as to what I do. And sifting through all the options there. Not that it's a bad thing that there are options, but it certainly is a confusing situation.
That's all the time we have for today.
Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that the 2010 ESRI Health GIS Conference will be held October 18th to the 20th in Denver, Colorado. The event will show how using GIS can help health and human services organizations evaluate environmental health risks, identify the best locations for new facilities, and inform disease prevention and mitigation strategies. For more information or to register to attend, visit www.esri.com/healthgis.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points Blog. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.